Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. To start your free trial of SiriusXM today, visit SiriusXM.com/believe.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Hello, and welcome everybody to another episode of Pod Strickland. I'm your host, Shwinny Poo, and this episode 416, I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Prez, that is @_Presidente on Twitter/X Prez. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there, you know, doing all right, ready for the most important game of the 2025 season, which is the first Summer League game.
Yeah, I mean, this is basically your Super Bowl here, so.
Basically. Yeah. I mean, if you would have told me, like, a month ago, four picks would be playing in Summer League or whatever, I would have been like, you're full of shit. Stop tampering with my feelings, Schwinn.
Well, we got there. One way or the other. All right. Well, before we talk about Summer League and a whole bunch of other things, do have to make a few announcements. First being that Strickland has an Instagram. Check that out. That is at the Strickland Atlanta Instagram. We post all kinds of new content on there. Strickland also has a YouTube channel where you may be watching this podcast. If you are and have not done so already, please hit like, subscribe to the channel, leave this comment. That'd be a huge help to us. The Strickland also has merchandise, which you can find on our website at www.thestrick.land. There's a link that takes you to the merchandise store. And there's all kinds of cool stuff you can find on there, like t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, coffee mugs, water bottles, you name it, we've got it. Strickland also has a Patreon, which you can subscribe to. There are a number of different tiers. There's a $6 tier that gets you access to Pod Strickland's podcast that I host every Friday with Prez. You also get access to Takes From Ivy's Bozos, our newest podcast that is hosted by Andrew Steele, aka Doug, along with Zach Blatter. And you get access to the Strickland Discord where the conversation never stops. There for the tiers, there's a $9 tier that gets you access to Stricken Roll, my solo pod, where I rant right with anything more. You also get access to wonderful premium articles by Matthew Merida, one of the best in the business, who has been churning out excellent content so far in the offseason. You also get access to Strictly NFL, which is hosted by Constantine Metricos. That is our newest podcast, which, you guessed it, is about the NFL. There are also $15 tiers, $30 tiers, $50 tiers, and $100 tiers. This comes with a variety of additional benefits, like listening on pod recordings, merchandise discounts, and even potentially co-hosting a podcast alongside yours truly one day, whether you choose to subscribe or not. This would be possible without you. And none of this would be possible without Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game is over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit of $250. Bet Online. The game starts here. Okay. So, Summer League is upon us. There's really nothing else to discuss right now when it comes to the Knicks, because the Knicks have not done anything. Like, they obviously did the Bridges trade. But since finalizing that, all they have done is sign Ariel Hakpourty to a two-way contract. They also signed Pacome Dadier and Tyler Kolek to rookie deals. McCullough, we still don't actually have any idea of what his status is. He might be on a two-way, or maybe he hasn't signed a contract. We don't know.
He can't play in Summer League without a contract, right? So we just don't know.
I mean, he could.
I mean, he could. Yeah, that's true. He could. It'd just be weird.
There's a bunch of guys in Summer League. I mean, Summer League is basically a tryout.
That's true. So hope he doesn't get hurt again.
Yeah, I mean, my assumption would be that the NBA insures these guys somehow. I don't think they would just like, I don't think guys would just be like, oh, well, I'll just play in Summer League uninsured.
I'll just give it a whirl.
Yeah,
I guess these other 7 foot humans trying to fight for their profession and smacking into you.
yeah, I just can't. I can't see that. But yeah, so we don't know what his status is right now, which is weird in its own right. We found out that Kyle Lowry signed with the Sixers today, officially, and Johnny Bryant has left us. So there are rumors swirling of interest in Walker Kessler, in Nick Richards, in maybe Karl Anthony Towns. You know, look, I did a whole pod with Stacey about this, so we don't need to get too deep into it. I certainly don't need to give my thoughts, but you know, what do you think with all the kind of smoke and you know, what say you, whatever you want to say, but there's still a lot of variables still up in the air.
All I can say is, like, I'm sure they're turning over lots of stones right now and having lots of conversations, which sounds like a no shit Sherlock kind of observation. But like, if we know anything from this offseason, starting from the draft through the poking around for Paul George and then the bombshell McCall deal, like, whatever they're doing, we don't know. The people who are reporting don't know. There's not many people plugged into this Knicks front office unless they want them to be plugged in. You know, if you count on starting with the draft, like, we heard for a while that they liked Kolek. We got one hint that they liked McCullough. Even then, we later learned that McCullough actually wasn't their target. It was Enrique Freeman, and McCullough was a backup. He wasn't even their first choice for that pick. So, and then, like, the McCall thing just caught everybody by surprise. So we don't know what they're doing. They're probably having conversations for a lot of these guys. I'm sure some of these rumors are from real smoke and some is from just rumors that are not really based in anything or wrong information or whatever. But, you know, at this point, my kind of approach as a fan is, like, kind of just trust them to cook. It's frustrating from an instant gratification perspective, right? We're used to off seasons going a little faster than this in theory. Although, you know, you look at other teams, like, at this point last year, Boston didn't have Drew, right? Like, they took a little bit of time to resolve everything for their own championship.
They didn't have Drew for a while. They got Drew later on in the offseason after the Lillard trade, and, you know, they had already made, but they had already made their big move in Porzingis. Yeah. But I guess to kind of illustrate your point is
Our McCall, you know?
Yeah, they had made their big move, but then they made another big move.
We'll see what happens. I think they're open to lots of analytically supported ideas, right? Which could, there's lots of arguments in support of Towns, right? Like, the guy has great stats, full stop. He does some things we know the Knicks are interested in, full stop. He also does some things that are a little weird for a Knicks player. So, like, it's, you know, it's hard to project at this point. They're in a new place, right? McCall is the same way. Like, he does a lot of things that we know they've been lacking. And in a lot of ways, he's different from many other Knicks, right? Like, for example, as a passer, like, it's not really his jam. Although I guess OG is a little like that. So anyway, my point is, like, a lot of things both would surprise me and, like, wouldn't surprise me at the same time, which is kind of like a boring cop-out answer. Personally, like, if they got Towns, it kind of all depends on how they use him and utilize him. And I won't get too into it because I know y'all did a whole pod, but, like, he's a funky player. He's incredibly talented, but it's easy to use him to optimize others just because of his ability to stretch the floor at 7 feet tall at both the 4 and 5. But I actually don't think it's simple to, I don't think the answer to the question, what is the best way to use Karl Anthony Towns to maximize his own contributions directly, like his scoring, I don't think that's a simple question at all. You know, everybody knows you could get him to shoot more threes and that's low hanging fruit. But beyond that, like, he's great at a lot of stuff. And there's just a lot of, like, things that were, you know, driving, for example, he's like an incredible finisher because he's tall and agile and skilled and has touch, but he also takes terrible shots and doesn't pass. So like he's a fascinating player and a frustrating player. He's similar to Randall in that he's gifted and unique and frustrating, but you know, we'll see what happens. If you've gone to my head right now, I don't think they're going to do that. But that all depends on how negotiations go with Brunson and Randall. So, you know, buckle up. Hopefully we'll see soon. And in the meantime, I'm just going to enjoy the Young Bucks hooping in summer league.
Yeah. I would say that it's very funny that we're talking about a Julius for Cat trade because they're probably the two most fucking
enigmatic.
Yeah, just enigmatic players in the NBA. You never know. Once you establish, well, this is how I feel about this guy, then they do something and you're like, actually, now I feel entirely different. I think it's definitely, I mean, it's funny they're being potentially, maybe, or at least being discussed potentially in trade for each other, but it's not that surprising because I bet NBA teams are just as fucking like, what is happening? Yeah, perplexed by what the hell these guys are at any given point in time. But yeah, I mean, that's basically it. I don't know. There's not a whole lot much more to say about those guys and what will happen there. We'll have to bide our time and see. Fortunately, there is some more basketball to be played before we officially go away for the summer. Not us, but the NBA. We have the summer league, so that'll be fun, obviously, and that will be Prez's time to shine. This is, again, his Super Bowl. This is the most important time of the year for him.
That and Team Puerto Rico in the Olympics. Let's go.
Well, I was going to ask, like, you know, do you feel a little, like, animosity towards the potential of getting Karl Anthony Towns on the team?
Because he plays for the DR.
Yeah. Like, I'm just asking the questions that I think people want the answers to here.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, I'm numb to Puerto Rican players on the Knicks after Carmelo, who could have played for Puerto Rico, neglected us to play for Team USA.
Coward.
Some would say, including me. Chose the easy road, ran from the grind.
He's no Jose Alvarado.
Yeah, Jose Alvarado. Shout out. This is the one time I'll shout out Jose Alvarado. He's really fucking annoying as an NBA player, but he's one of those guys, man, who he puts on a FIBA jersey, and this motherfucker gets some superpowers, just like Frank and Fournier and
the spirit of Carlos Arroyo.
Bogdanovich. Not the spirit of Carlos Arroyo, fucking the actual Carlos Arroyo, who's out there on the sidelines. And
is he a coach, or is he just like, what was he just?
He's
like
the GM. He's the GM of the team.
That's awesome.
Which is, I don't know what that job entails, but they got.
It means you pick the team.
They got three NBA players and a bunch of not good enough to play in the NBA, but like not awful players. So they're definitely not in the tier of like the big boy squads that got like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 NBA players, MVPs and shit like that. But like, after that, like, they're like a team that could just get hot, right? Like Marcus Howard, Tremont Waters, like these guys may be short, but they get hot. And that's what happened against Rokas in Lithuania, is like one team couldn't hit threes, the other team couldn't miss threes. That was it. RIP. Game over. And Sabonis doing his usual playoff Sabonis turnover laden choke performance.
Correct. Oh, Sabonis playing. That's really funny.
Well, they're not in the Olympics, so he's not playing no more.
Probably good for him. Carlos Arroyo is from Fajardo, Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Have you been to Fajardo?
I have not.
that like a big town or no?
It is a decent size, like small city.
Do you have beef with Fajardo?
No, dude, I've been to the island like I've been to the island more in the last like 5 years than I have in like the preceding 10 years before that. But the sum total is not many trips to the island at all. So no, I haven't been there. But it'd be cool. I would visit.
Do you have like a hometown, like where your family is from in Puerto Rico?
My mom's side is from San Juan and my dad's side is from Ponce. And I haven't been to Ponce. That's like a little further away. But obviously San Juan is like the biggest city. So usually I go there and going to some neighboring cities. So I wouldn't call it a hometown, more just where most of the people who visit the island who are not from there go. So
do people from San Juan look down at the rest of the island?
I don't think so, but they look down on people like me whose Spanish is fucking garbage. That's for sure.
Yeah, especially when they see your name, they're like, no, you're supposed to speak Spanish.
I'm like, what's my name is Julian. And then they're just like, you're not responding. You're responding in English for this whole time. And I'm like, yes, I am.
That is correct. That is
what I'm just going to start introducing myself on the island as Prez to just like to just get ahead of this.
Just say your name's like Frank. Just pick like a very generic white person name.
Nope, Frank. There's a lot of too many Puerto Ricans name. Frank, Puerto Rico got weird names, bro. Frank, Franco, Francois.
Francois, really?
Dude, Puerto Rican and Dominican names are wild. Carl Anthony, Carl is like the most tame. Carl and Carlos, like, there's Puerto Ricans and Dominicans who are like, they have like inexplicably like Russian and Italian sounding names. Like think MLB players who are like Vladimir.
Yeah, they're that's all true. Yeah.
Dominican and Puerto Rican. Like, it's anytime you see like a Latino baseball player, like, just assume, and it has a funky name, just assume they're fucking Dominican or Puerto Rican. Like, that's you're probably gonna win that bet 9 times out of 10.
That's good.
The more you know.
I'll keep that in mind next time I watch baseball, which I haven't done in four. You know, like the Titanic meme.
When the playoffs come around,
it's been 84 years. It's been 84 years. Yeah,
exactly.
And you know, look, it's probably good for me because the Yankees annoy. They're in the annoying phase
of the season right now. Yeah, let's not talk about that.
We will not. All right, look, we're not here to talk about Prez's inability to speak Spanish. We are not here to talk about the Yankees, that's for sure. And but we are here to talk about basketball. Thankfully, because the Knicks haven't done anything, we don't need to talk about the Knicks. Really, there's really nothing to talk about. So let's talk about what you wanted to talk about, Prez. I'm going to let you introduce this, and I'm going to let you dive into it because I want to take a bite of my food, and that's what's going to happen.
All right, so this is what we're going to do for this episode. We're far enough in the offseason that teams are making moves. A couple of them have not overhauled their teams and changed directions entirely, but made significant roster changes, additions, subtractions, noteworthy things that should affect their projection. A couple of them still have outstanding questions, right, including our Knicks of different sizes. And what I wanted to do was have me and Schwinn, each of us, just take a turn just choosing a player or a team we're buying as, you know, pointed in the right direction, selling in the wrong direction, and confused by. So I'll do three, then Schwinn will do three, and maybe we'll go back and forth a couple of times. So I can kick us off, and then, you know, Schwinn can tell me why my takes are wrong or correct or confusing.
Wrong. It'll always be wrong.
Always be wrong until I, you know, say, oh, I'm selling Kevin Durant, and then you're forced to acknowledge I'm correct because that is always the last two evils.
Always be selling that loser.
Exactly.
They just re-signed Josh Kogi for 2 years, $16 million, by the way.
I saw second
adding
year.
Adding a lot of shooting to the team.
Yeah, $50 million contract with where they are tax-wise.
So, is that really?
Yeah, I just saw that on Twitter. It's fucking wild. Their total bill is like half a bill right now. A shade under half a billion.
I'm very proud of myself for shorting that team last summer. As soon as I saw it, I was like, yeah, this team sucks.
That was a big dub. Big W for you. I should have leaned into that as well.
You were Bradley Beal pilled because
I was bad. I was just too.
He's very much. He's like a Prez Hooper. I get it. It's fine.
He's not even a Prez Hooper no more, but he definitely was for a hot second. And he was just here in DC and whatever. So that's
plus you liked his like shit he says to his young team. You're like, oh,
yeah,
see.
Yeah. He's kind of dumb, but he's like a nice, inspiring guy and a community leader.
But some things he says are just like, you guys think you're gonna make the NBA? Let me tell you something, you're not. I'm like, oh, okay.
Look, inspiration comes in many forms, all right? People, you got to get through the kids in different ways, all right? Man, sometimes you got to switch it up on them.
He's so funny. He'd be like, you know that I average 30 points in the league? 30 points per game?
You're like, can you guard me? No.
Yeah. You can't guard me. Get the fuck out of here. I'm like, I'm on your team. You're right. Stay. But I want you to know that you'll
never guard me, motherfucker. Like, sir, I'm 14. I just had Lunchables. Like,
yeah. Sir, this is a Wendy's?
Yeah. Exactly.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.